Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's a long day from the standpoint of, for Mike and I, not complaining in any way, shape, or form. Just saying we, you know, are usually guys, as the season is going on, we did this for Thursday night, we did it for Monday night, but we do the show, Mike, and then you're hanging out and you're trying to wait and see, you know, what you want to do. You just don't booze from, you know, the time we get off until the game. And but the game is a Monday night. And look, I just hope we show up and play a really good game. Like, mistake-free football, Mike, not the, the silly, dumb things. We're one of the least penalized teams, guys, even though it doesn't feel that way because of the way the season has gone. The penalties and the mistakes, for the most part, a lot of that stuff has happened, at least mistake-wise, on special teams, right?
Right.
When you talk about the offense, one of the least penalized teams in the leagues. That's why that whole thing when Tampa Bay, you know, had 17 penalties or whatever we had, it just didn't feel right. But I say that. You're going to need a clean game against Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make mistakes. And look, they're going to be in their fields. All of a sudden now, they were in the driver's seat. Now, not so much. San Francisco, I mean, you look at the battle. That division is just stacked with Seattle. And the way that Seattle kind of just could not – you couldn't stop them. That vaunted – you know, they've had injuries. And Robert Saleh's done a fantastic job. So much so, he's probably catapulted himself right back into the job market. And he'll get some serious consideration again, despite what – some would say you can't – no one can fix the Jets. You know what I mean? That might be the attitude.
It feels that way.
And has Saleh learned from that experience the way Belichick learned? Because, you know, that's the thing with Raheem. I mean, what did he learn from his time in Tampa Bay? You know, we've already talked about the coaches you hired, the trouble you got into with Jimmy Lake last year. You know, we were debating, you know, this offense looked really good. The fourth down plays were kind of, you know, they were really tough up the middle. That's one thing about Arizona. Dave Archer told us that yesterday, and you saw it with your own eyes. And I think that Zach Robinson has gotten better. You know, the play calling I thought was great. But why was third down such a disaster for such a long part of the season where we lost the script?
Yeah, it really is one of those mysteries that maybe they know, maybe they don't know, or maybe they just chalk it up to crazy football. One of the things that we'll be watching on Sunday, and we'll be back in Monday, you know, next week, Giants and Raiders play this week in the 4 o'clock window, guys. They're playing for the first overall pick. Both teams are 2-13. And you want to talk about tanking, and we hear this all the time. Well, just tank. Watch that game.
Right.
But nobody's going to lay down. There'll be fumbles and things that'll happen like in a normal football game. But like the Giants are going to come out, Mike, and take a knee every play and try to tank the game because they want the number one overall pick. But literally that game this weekend, when you start talking about the importance of it, the Jets are 3-12, but these two teams are 2-13, and then you're going to get into the tiebreakers with the 3-12 or 3-13 teams, whatever that's going to look like moving forward. Then you got 1 week left. But I think whoever loses this game is probably going to have the first overall pick.
Right. And, you know, the Raiders need that star quarterback. The Raiders need that reset. Now, I don't know. It always seemed like it was strange.
Is Brady making that pick? Is Brady?
Well, they say he is really involved. I mean, the thing is, Pete Carroll, you know, thought he could reconnect with Geno and do some special stuff. And, you know, I got to be honest. I mean, Geno, we all know there's a ceiling with Geno, and you're seeing it. And I'm surprised that Pete Carroll got back in the game.
Me too.
And it ain't working. So, but regardless, whoever that quarterback is going to be, you may have one coach and offensive coordinator for one season and then somebody else the next year. But you need to reset, and you need a star, a superstar to be the face of that team.
Let me ask you this, too, while we're talking about that situation with the Raiders. You know, Shedeur Sanders is finishing the season out. Stefanski may not be there. Right.
Yeah, I mean, what has Stefanski done that, you know, earns him that? I mean, I get it. The injuries, and they didn't activate Deshaun Watson. No. They could have. They did not take him off the PUP list.
And it's smart. Right. I mean, we knew he wasn't going to play, but I just feel like, okay, he's rehabbing, he's coming back. We'll see where that goes. Look, the Deshaun Watson experiment there is over.
Cleveland 3-12. Myles Garrett could be the sack leader and set the sack record on a 3-12 team.
I know, it's awful. But Shador, for everybody saying, oh, he's finally getting a shot, and regardless, the commitment for him next season, if Stefanski's not there, I'm just telling, like a new coach comes in, what happens?
I don't know, probably a good thing because – seems like Stefanski never liked him in the first place,
the way he's
handled it.
That's the way it feels.
And a lot of folks have written about it, so I don't know.
All right, 404-726-0929. We're asking you today, having some fun here on Christmas Eve, what do you as an Atlanta sports fan want for Christmas? What do you want? And as we said, a couple of callers, they said they want Mr. Blank to have a serious conversation with Raheem Morris. He's not firing him, but he's done with whatever this is, and he needs to get it right. One of our callers said we want some professional pride with our teams. He's tired of our teams getting dumped on. One of our callers said, hey, I want UGA to win the title. Mike, we hadn't even really they're close, guys.
Hey, look,
they're close.
Put them up there with certainly Ohio State, the way Ohio State looked against Indiana. Alabama. This is where if we could have just jumped to this, or obviously Alabama had to play Oklahoma, but you know if Vandy had been in, you know we talked about Notre Dame, but now the rubber hits the road.
Yeah,
all these games are really really good, you know, and I can't wait. I think if Georgia certainly earlier in the year we talked to Connor Riley, he felt the young defense, he just didn't trust it, and the way the defense has come around, Gunnar Stockton throwing absolute dimes. The worst Gunnar Stockton has looked is that Georgia Tech game. And I thought some of it was being by design. They just shut it down once they had the Bobo injury, right? Like the shock to the system, the way Tech was getting after him. Now, that aside, Gunnar has been, Heisman candidate worthy this season.
He is. And the fact that he's coming back, Mike, there's going to be a lot. If they win it, there's going to be a lot of hype surrounding Gunnar going into next season, which may be great as far as him getting the recognition that we talk about we want to see Georgia quarterbacks get going into a season. Usually it just feels like the Georgia quarterback is kind of an afterthought. And then these guys go out and they ball out, because that was the case with Stetson Bennett.
Right.
Nobody was talking about him for Heisman, yet the kid went out and won two chips for you. I feel that way about Gunnar Stockton. It's like, hell, you had Paul Feinbaum apologizing for what he thought Gunnar was going to be. So if they win it, I say that because – The further you go, the more recognition, the more exposure you're going to get. And if you're not a Georgia fan, and I know everybody thinks that everybody around the country is, but these national championship games have elevated the presence of Georgia around the country in a way where fans are, yeah, I know it's a good program, but I don't maybe not know their players. And then you get into these games, Mike, these big games, and your quarterback plays his butt off. I think it helps Gunnar big time.
Yeah, I mean, use Zach Branch, and we talked about, you know, his importance in the game plan, the run game. You know, Ole Miss, this is a team which you guys know went first, you know, seven. I mean, think about that. The first five series, they put seven on the board. And then we went back and looked at it, and then they shut it down. Georgia's defense, and maybe this time around, I just don't know how discombobulated Ole Miss is from their week. That was a glorified scrimmage against Tulane.
It was.
We talked about the coaches that are shuttling back and forth because Lane demands it. But, man, I just don't know how that will translate to this game plan. Or do you say, hey, it's still the it's the Jims and Joes, and Ole Miss can hang with Georgia. But then there's the decisions that Lane Kiffin might have made in the heat of the moment. It will not be there.
No.
Because he's not going to be on the sideline.
No, I agree. That may be the defining thing in this. By the way, we've not mentioned, and we've got all week to talk about it, because the game won't be played. Actually, it's going to be played on the 27th. I say all week because we're out of here early. But Georgia Tech, Mike, Georgia Tech BYU, it is the Pop-Tart Bowl. And
special sprinkles on the stripes on the helmet. You see that?
I did. But for Georgia Tech and them to go out on a winning note, because we know coaches lost, Coach Brent Key's lost some players and whatnot, and it's just a part of what's going on in college football. But I think this is going to be a good game. I really do. You know, Haynes King says, I'm going out with my guys, right? He's going out there and playing. BYU's really good. I think this game, it's a 3:30 start on ABC, by the way. If you are watching that game on Saturday. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Tech does here to finish the season, Mike, because they have to build on what they did this year. It's a shame that Pitt game just stands out in my mind for the chance and the opportunity they had. And that was the season for me. That was the moment.
Yeah, I worry that Georgia Tech's defense can handle BYU's offense.
Good point.
That's going to be the concern. And look, they got up for the rivalry game against Georgia. We just talked about that with Gunnar Stockton. That's arguably the best the Tech's defense had looked. Look how many points they gave up in Syracuse. We talked about that horrible game against Boston College. And where are their heads going to be This is the great debate. You know, coaches want that extra few weeks of practice. You said it, Brent. Maybe he already knew that he was going to lose Buster Faulkner, that he was going to lose Aaron Filo to Florida. But, you know, this still, you want to end, as you said, you want to end with some positivity and hopefully some guys whose heads are screwed on straight for next season.
Yeah. These bowl games have been hard to predict, though.
Right, because of all the things we just talked about.
Yeah, they've been hard, man. You know, a school like Army, for example, right? They're playing Saturday. They're playing UConn. We know all Army's guys are there because they're not going anywhere. Like, that team is intact. You look around college football, and some of these teams aren't intact, Mike, and you're like, yeah, they were the better team during the regular season, but some of these guys are not on the team now.
Right. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Where's Clemson going to go? What's Clemson going to be? You know, they're playing Penn State. How about that? Clemson versus Penn State, when we started the season, where we thought these teams were going to be, I did not think anyone on their bingo card had the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
I know.
Right?
No.
Because this was the year that Clemson was going to get it together.
Yeah. Wasn't Penn State number one at one point this season? I want to say, weren't they two? It had to be early in the season.
They're the only team to be in the preseason poll and then to drop completely out of the top 25 to be that high.
Mm. Yeah. That game's what, Saturday too? I think it is. Yeah. Saturday at noon. All right.
I don't know. Do you have any feelings about the Fresno State Miami of Ohio battle in the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl?
No, I'm just looking forward to the halftime show. I mean, I don't even know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What the halftime show is. I have no expectations whatsoever, Mike.
I mean, North Texas versus San Diego State in the Isleta, New Mexico Bowl. Yeah. I mean, yes, there are too many bowls. Way too many bowls.
Yeah.
You know, these are not the bowls that need to be ramped into the playoffs. These are bowls that need to go away.
Well, but they keep adding.
Well, because, again, somebody will watch, but we've rewarded mediocrity. You know, it used to be you had to have 8 or 9 wins to go to a bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.